Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name. And we're still here.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, everybody, what is going on? It is Wednesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike, with me, as always, a guy that I'm so glad this worked out, because otherwise he wouldn't have been paying attention at all tonight. A fan of a World Series champion who already has played We Are the Champions in the pre-show, Scotty K. Scott, how you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Matt.
Yeah, Matt Barr already in the comments. Let's go, even if I have to listen to Scott gloat. Have you come down from your high yet, man? Like, you must not have, right? How long are you going to ride this high?
I don't know, man, because it keeps coming in and out. Like, it hits you, and then it doesn't. Like, I really... There's been a few times where I'm like, is it really done? Like, did that shit really happen? Did they finally not, like, shit the bed? Like, holy fuck. Like,
you were worried they were going to. We'll talk about the World Series.
I have to be, you know. Yeah, we'll get into it.
We'll talk about that later. But congratulations. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for Freddie Freeman. That's who I'm really happy for.
Hell,
God
yeah.
Damn, I'm glad he got his ring. Also hanging out with us, Mookie. Mookie, how you doing tonight, man?
Better than Dusty Baker.
Oh, jeez.
The curse continues.
The Dusty curse. Ah, oh, that poor man. That poor man.
I'll try to save my, like, baseball dropping quips for throughout when Scott's gloating, because I feel like I've already shared a couple of good ones. But I'll go ahead and debut this one for the first time, because I know in the show text we've been chatting about the curse of Dusty Baker and whatnot and all that. And no lie, I had to talk to my little Google assistant last night and be like, yo, which team does Dusty Baker manage? And just make sure I had that straight, because I wasn't like, I couldn't see the TV and they were talking about him. And I was like, well, I'm only going to have baseball on for like another 60 seconds till I get to the remote to change it. Let me just, you know, close this loop before I forget and move forward. So, yeah, man, baseball season.
We have been talking about him otherwise.
He was on.
If he wasn't managing one of the two teams.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know which one of the two. I knew he was managing one of them, but I was like, is it the Braves or the Stros? Like, no way he's at the Braves. Like, I feel like Scott wouldn't stand for that.
I know. I actually love Dusty. I feel he was collateral damage in this. I do feel bad that, you know, we had to go through Dusty to get this. But I mean, you know, also sucks to suck, fucker.
I just hated that Dusty was like, you know what? I'm doing this for my friend Hank Aaron. It's like, nah, man, you can't do that when you're playing the Braves, bro. You can't invoke Hank Aaron's name.
Well, he definitely tried to, like, you know, steal that. It's just like, hey, I'm good buddies, but, you know, hedging my bet here, like. If they lose, you know, I mean, that's Hank's squad. So in case I dusty this, y'all, like, remember Hank.
And he dustied the hell out of it. Gotta love him.
Like, I saw Dusty. I was like, yeah, man, I get you. Because if this doesn't work out, you can just be like, well, you know, the spirit of Hank, it rides with him. So, you know, this one our year, man. You know? But I'll be back next year, y'all.
Oh, sadly, Will. Okay, we'll talk World Series here coming up. I did want to do a quick intro for the first time on our show. He's been hanging around in the background. You might have seen him whenever we went like full screen. He's popped up here, but we've got a new
when Drew randomly
calls out his name, even though Drew has had a note card on his computer for like the past 3 weeks. They're like, don't call him the intern. We got a new intern on the show, so join us for the first time tonight is Christian. What's going on, man?
How's it going?
Good to finally hear your voice on the air, man. It's nice to, and you got power this time. He was going to come on last week and had no freaking power.
Yeah, because in Rhode Island, little wind knocks out your power for a week, so.
Christian, give everybody the rundown. Who are your teams? Who you root for?
So for football, it's the Denver Broncos. For basketball, I'm just following LeBron wherever he goes. College basketball, it's UConn, and then college football, I tend to ride with Bama.
Oh, Jesus, God, man.
That last part. Snuck that in with the shit.
I feel like we need to go back and have a conversation with Kevin that he gave us
that never came up.
Oh, my God.
I definitely said that. You took issue with the LeBron thing. That's it.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like Scott. That does sound like Scott.
Yeah. I only saw what I wanted to see.
Come on, man. Give the kid credit. Like, he came out and owned up to it. And to me, there's no shame in following Brian where he goes because you know it's going to be compelling TV. Robert Taylor hating on for the Broncos.
Yeah, Robert Taylor says the Broncos, I hate him already, coming from the resident Chiefs fan. And Jared said this kid is already the worst. Damn it, Kevin. I take issue mostly with UConn. Like, that's when you said UConn, I'm like, oh damn, I don't know about this one, man. So we're gonna have to
stuck with him to the worst of times, and now we're back. So
it says the kid who also cheers for LeBron and his championship runs and Alabama and that dynasty. But it's like, oh, I stuck with UConn during these trying times when only two of my teams were dominating. Oh, it's been so brutal.
They won a championship recently. It's not even been that damn long. The dark times since UConn won in what, like 2004?
I mean, it's like a blue blood school. It's tough.
I don't know how that is.
Hold on a minute, though. UConn women, they be crushing it all day. So, like, why are we trying?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You had them titles to lay back on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, I celebrate that Notre Dame women's hoops trophy. I tell you what,
you have no choice.
Yeah, that's true.
We celebrate the Hoops trophy. Otherwise, you better embrace the women that Notre Dame.
Hey, Xavier will make the Final Four eventually.
No. I'm just talking about in the Notre Dame side. Yeah, no.
Oh, who gets it? That's just like Notre bonus. Dame. If they win anything in basketball, that's just extra. Men's or women's, honestly. Hockey and football, that's what matters.
All right, let's move on here, fellas. That's... This is treading some weird waters here, fellas.
Like, we got a ton of prep this week. Christian,
we do. Yeah, tons of great content to get through. We're going to talk the Braves winning the World Series, and I don't know what else. We're going to wing it from there. Who knows? So, it's been a hell of a week already. I put in a lot of time at work, and I am burnt out, and it's only Wednesday. So I'm planning on getting hammered tonight. I don't know about you boys, but I'm going to get hammered. Christian's going to hang out. We're going to talk Braves. We're going to talk college football rankings, and I got to get into this Monkey Gate thing. It's one of the funniest stories I've ever heard, and I can't wait for Drew to hear it for the first time. But before we do all that, let's talk about these beers that we are drinking. Scott, the champion, what is in your mug tonight?
I am continuing my pumpkin journey because I have no other choice. I've got a ton of them, and I am not complaining. This week I have... What the hell happened to this rap? Okay, there it is. Pumpkin Patch Ale by Edeline Brewery. It's a 5%er, and it's very basic. Like, it's fine. It's fine.
Let's go on the World Series scale from Game 1 to Game 7.
This would have to be game two when the Braves got blown out, and I was like, it's fine, it's cool, you know, they won game one, so it's fine, we'll be all right.
I guess if we're going this specific World Series, it would have to be from game one to game six, so game two is yours, just like, nah, this is...
Yeah, like, it's fine, you know, I said from the get-go, Braves in six, so I knew they were gonna, it's like, so they lost one, it's like, all right, it's cool, it's fine. All in the plan.
All right, good deal. Mookie, what's in your mug rated on the World Series scale?
Yeah, super excited about tonight's beer. It's Huron Haze from Arbor Brewing Company. That's up in not my hometown, but next door to my hometown, Ypsilanti, Michigan. It's weird because Arbor Brewing makes you think it would be in Ann Arbor. Go figure. My sister and her boyfriend brought it down this last weekend. This shit is delicious. Super excited about it. 7.6% ABV, yet only 3.78 caps and untapped. And I can only contribute that to the fact that people up north don't know what the hell they're talking about. So,
what?
Super delicious. No clue how to rate this on a World Series scale.
Super delicious. I was just going to say, I was like...
All of those things sound like great descriptors, so I'm going to just rate this shit a Black Eyed Peas.
All right, there you go.
Hey, real quick, Mike, you want to know why this also is like real just whatever? Because I'm thinking about last week's. That damn Devoured by Gravity.
Oh, that was so good.
So damn good. It's like, God, what? Who brought this pumpkin piss water to the party?
Ugh, yeah, that's the problem. Once you have a great pumpkin beer, if you don't follow it up with a great pumpkin beer, it's like, oh, this is right. Swill.
Ugh. What if you followed up with a mediocre pumpkin whiskey or scotch? Sorry, I'm scotch. Oh, fuck. I did it too.
Okay, cool. It was bourbon. She kept saying bourbon in the video, not scotch.
Whatever, dude.
You clearly watched the video.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get credit for, and he's over here correcting my grammar. Fucker.
Well, you fucked up the joke. Of course I'm going to give you shit for fucking up the joke.
Watch it, though. That's what I'm actually trying to say, is that you didn't watch it.
Christian.
No, I definitely did.
Christian, you drinking tonight?
So, Sunday night capped off this thing at my school called Halloween.
Oh, that's right.
Which is basically an 11-day bender. So, the thought of alcohol makes me sick.
All right, I gotta know what you were drinking. Like, go through this weekend. Tell us what this weekend is.
It genuinely got to the point where we get to like Wednesday, and I'd be like walking around the liquor store, like hating everything. So I was just drinking Rolling Rocks all week. And that's all I could.
Ooh, nice.
Oh. You were drinking
shots tonight from Christian are some of the best we've ever had on this show. Holy shit.
Scott Tang said he just tuned in and you're glowing. Also, you're frozen and your video is choppy as shit. Apparently, just because the Braves. Yeah, it's rough.
Wait, Scott.
It's internet connection for you. That's all.
Did you stop recording in all the other rooms that are eating up your bandwidth?
Maybe.
The Scott Live baseball watching cam is still just going and you just
Did we get any footage from that, Scott? Do we have any footage?
Oh, I haven't had the courage to look at it yet.
All right, just send it my way. That way you don't even have to look. I got you. I'll handle it. You just send it my way. I'll take care of it for you.
Also this morning, because I didn't sleep and I went straight from work, like when I hit stop on it, it was the whole 3 hours, and I looked before I left and it said 45 minutes until it finished saving, so I was like, I guess it's going to do its thing, and so I checked and it was good to go on the desktop when I got home, so
yes.
The clip is there, but I don't know how we're going to transfer that sumbitch.
Yeah, that's gonna be the next hard part, but we'll figure that part out.
Thumb drive, bro.
Yeah, then we got it.
Mike, I did want to ask, were you super busy this week at work? Because the last 2 weeks, you've just been spending time editing footage and doing shit for the field goals.
Dude, so for the last 2 weeks straight, I have been up till 1 a.m. at least, either editing or doing work. It has been a hellish couple of weeks. So that's why I'm ready to get hammered tonight. Matt Barr, he's drinking Hazy Cannon from Heavy Seas, 7.25% Hazy IPA. He said this is a game 3 when your team's down 2-0. Eesh, that doesn't sound good. That sounds rough.
Does he mean it's game 3 of the series and you're down 2-0 in the series, or you're down 2-0?
No,
in the series.
It means you're down 2-0 in the series.
Did you hurt something on that stretch, Drew?
Oh, dude. You see my workouts? I be doing that yoga all the time, motherfucker.
Pookie was like, watch, I know baseball stuff.
Right, he was like, now does that mean game 3 or runs and stuff?
I just want to know.
Does that mean a 2-0 count in game 3? You've got a 2-0 count to lead off the game? Is that what that is?
That's two balls and zero strikes. do that one.
Proud of you. Caitlin says she's drinking a Breckenridge Brewery Hot Peak IPA. That's 6.5%. And guys, I think hell froze over. Robert Taylor isn't drinking. I don't know what to do. He says he's not home. I don't know why that matters. Like that kid normally has a 10.5% bomber like under his arm whenever he goes out.
Is he out peddling bags of air again? Is that what's happening right now?
Possibly. I am drinking Tropical Spots from Wiley Roots Brewing. It's a 7.6 ABV. Look, it got cold this week, like all of a sudden, and I decided to go with a warm weather beer. So here's a double milkshake IPA. They say it's got guava and dragon fruit in it, and it's delicious. This is like a game five, and your team just hit a grand slam home run in the first inning. That's how this one feels
son
right now.
Son of a bitch. Like, I'm out here catching strays. Like, what the fuck?
Hey,
it's Sunday night, haven't you?
You're jealous. I have been. That's why I was like, why do you think I have a rating scale? I never have a rating scale. I thought of this already. Ah, come on, man. Oh, wow. Jared is drinking the Slouch by Black Hog Brewing, a 9.9% Irish Red Death Beer. I got to be honest, guys. That's how I want to go out. If I could pick how I go out, I want to go out death via Irish death beer. That sounds like the now, perfect way to go.
Isn't that just basically how you're going to go out regardless, an Irish red death?
Probably via whiskey, not beer. It's going to be, it's going to be Irish whiskey.
You're a redheaded Irish dude. Like, no matter what happens, it's going to be an Irish red death.
Not cool, man.
Is that a 2-0 cool count in the third?
Jared said that beer is a game 7 no-hitter by your ace pitcher. I guess it doesn't get much better than that, right? That's the pinnacle. What's better, a game 7 no-hitter or a sweep? Because I feel like a sweep would be better, right?
Like, I want that game 4 no-hitter, like where you're done.
Right. Yeah.
The door, like.
Or like the wild card.
I did not want the stress of going to game 7. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't be here right now.
I was very worried that there was going to be a game 7 and we were just going to pan to you and you were just going to be watching the game and we weren't going to get any input from Scott.
Been in shambles.
Which is how I came up with the idea of you just filming yourself watching the game because I wanted to see how that was going to go down. Win or lose, it was going to be entertaining as shit.
I guess you'll have the footage to judge off of.
Yes, good. New video coming to the YouTube channel. Subscribe. We'll edit it down. Yeah, I'll just post it unedited. Here's
all 3 hours.
Right.
Here's Scott yelling at his kids for 20 minutes because they won't go to bed and he's trying to watch the game.
No, they were cooperative last night. They were out.
Because that's how it would be in my house. It would be like, hey, I just want to watch this game. And the next thing I know would be like the sixth inning because my kids won't go to sleep and I haven't seen a single pitch in the entire game. I would have lost my mind.
You got to invest in those melatonin gummies.
They work for dogs, too.
They work for dogs. All right, let's talk baseball in this World Series.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
We're going to have to keep finding some baseball news during the offseason so we can keep using the drop. Scott's team, the Braves, win the World Series in 6 games. They tried to give it away after that game 5. I thought the Braves might end up braving it. It was a battle of the curse. Who was going to do it? Were we going to get the Barves or were we going to get the Dusty Baker curse? And the Barves held off from barving all over the place. And here we are.
They did not barf themselves.
They didn't barf all over us. And instead, Dusty does what Dusty does, and the Astros lose. I felt like this was, outside of Braves and Astros fans, this was probably the World Series that nobody cared about. Do you get that sensation?
Hilarious. No. That's hilarious that you should say that because I was more shocked that the first 2 games of the series, I got text that said the numbers were record breaking and had topped like the last like 3 years, like the ratings for at least the first 2 games. I didn't hear anything about that afterwards, but the first 2 games, you know, the ratings were super far up from where they've been the last few years.
Christian, how much of this World Series did you watch?
None.
Great answer.
Mookie.
In Rhode Island, as soon as the Red Sox were done, baseball's not.
Just fucking forget about it. Just fucking
I love it.
Season was over.
You know, that's exactly how it is for me too, Christian. As soon as the Reds are done, I'm out of it. So like middle of September, I was checked out of this season. It was baseball was over. I was looking forward to February, baby. Here we go. Oh, the Reds have completely collapsed. Well, fuck it. College football time. Let's go.
All right. Winter meetings on deck.
Ooh, that hot stove league. Boy, that shit is
interesting. That hot stove is coming up in November, baby.
Is there a worse fucking thing in the world than just the term hot stove league? Like, how... That's just awful. So awful.
You know what? I normally hate Drew's baseball takes, but I agree with him on this. Hot stove league is the dumbest term I've ever heard, and it's such a baseball thing to come up with.
I was just
to be
say,
like, oh,
I actually enjoy it because it's so baseball, it's so dorky. Like, it's the hot stove. Like, it's something Tim Kirkchin came up with. That's why I like it.
That's a good point. Tim Kirkchin totally would have come up with this one.
like, yeah, that's what
it's Tank. Really hard to hate Tim Kirkchin.
Tank is joining really in with you, though, Drew. Fuck hot stove. Tank is with you on this one.
Nice.
Great baseball take, Drew. Your first good baseball take of the entire show.
Join my army.
I'm very proud of you, man.
Wait, you're not going to ask me how much baseball I watch?
Well, I know the answer to that one. But go ahead. Let's say, Drew, how much of this World Series did you watch?
I watched a ton on YouTube. And really, I'm excited about the 2022 World Tour because I think the Savannah Bananas are actually coming fairly close to us
what?
Here in Cincinnati. So, yeah, the Savannah Bananas.
What?
You know, the team
yeah, no, I know. No, I know the Savannah Bananas. Are they bringing banana ball up near us?
Yeah, so they're going to start their southeastern part of their World Tour here coming up in a couple of months. I've watched the shit out of them all year long.
Mike, you really sold it on the what?
I'm excited. No, that was legit excitement for me. It's the Savannah Bananas, baby.
Either way, it just got to me.
It just got to me.
Wait, you think I would go all out? I would lay out for Drew like that? No, I would let him hang and just flap in the wind. I would not sell out unless I was really excited.
Yeah, that's very true.
Gabe is bringing up a great point in the comments. He says Armbarn is worse. Did you guys see the thing from PETA?
I'm all in on Armbarn. Armbarn, baby. I like that one. I'm going to use that sarcastically for the like rest of time. It's time to go to the Armbarn.
It doesn't have the same
this is peak PETA.
It doesn't have the same ring to it when you're like, oh, here comes the Ameritech call to the Armbarn. Like that doesn't.
Can you imagine every old white dude across the country on the radio? And now it's time for the AT&T call to the Armbarn. I will tune into every baseball telecast you hear, man.
All right, now I'm back on board. I do want the armbar. I thought it was just dumb PETA bullshit, but now I want it.
Hilariously awful. It's one of those times where it's like, thank you for that, PETA. Thank you for that suggestion. We're going to take that and run with it with all the fucking jokes.
It's where you have like this big struggle where it's like, okay, do we give PETA this W because they're going to be really excited about it? Or do we really run with this joke because it could be amazing? The Armbarn. Drew, yes or no on the Armbarn?
You run with the Armbarn, but you don't say shit about PETA. You don't at all mention it. You don't let them get that win, think they did a thing. You just take it and run with it. By the way, quick update. The Savannah Bananas are dead to me.
What happened? What happened to the Savannah Bananas? How did you turn on them? You were just excited.
4 minutes between the
2 seconds ago, you were excited because they were coming somewhat near us, and now they're dead to you.
Yes, I got real fucking excited because they were starting their southeastern portion of the world tour in a couple months, and
world
I saw
tour? The bananas were going on a world
they
tour.
They are going on a world
just,
tour.
Just the southeastern part of
the
world tour
got planned out. So what it is they kind of
the world.
They kind of schedule teams ad hoc. They'll play like an all star team for a what do you call them? The minor leagues that are like off record or whatever. The
a couple of bats and balls.
Nailed it. Yeah, no, whatever. You got it. A couple of minor league teams that are off record. That's it. That's the term.
Yeah, there you go. That one. Yeah, off circuit.
They bring them in the arm bar. Yep, that's it.
Exhibition, my friend.
Well, they play the exhibition for the All-Star game of that league.
Just like, keep going. Why are they dead to you?
Oh, because I saw Columbus on the schedule and I got super fucking jacked. I'm like, that's not that far.
Columbus,
at all.
Georgia.
Except it's Columbus, Georgia.
Yeah. Okay. So I wasn't going to say anything when you first brought it up, but you originally said they scheduled the southeast portion of their tour. They're going to be somewhere near us. There's really not, like, we're in the Midwest, man. That's not like it's a decent drive to anywhere in the southeast from here.
Point of order. UK is in the what conference, Mike?
Oh, don't give me that bullshit. Texas A&M is in the SEC. You saying Texas is southeast U.S. too?
The geographical thing is dumb. Stop. You know this. Like, you don't.
All I'm saying
is
it's the southeastern portion of a world fucking tour, man. Like, it's all relative, bro, okay? And they were going to be really nearby, and now they're in fucking Georgia, so...
Yeah, but Matt just roasted
you. No, Matt got you good. Is Columbus, Georgia near the Hamptons?
No, because it's not on the Atlantic Ocean. At best, it'd be on the Gulf of Mexico.
I like Tank's comment here that Arm Barn is the new name for the massage parlors. I could see Robert Kraft just being like, I got to get down to the Arm Barn, get this worked out, get an old happy ending at the Arm Barn. And then, oh, good Lord. All right, now you got Robert Kraft getting a handy in my brain. I got to get that out.
Hey, so what Scott, would Ed Orgeron say in that scenario?
Man, get up in this arm bar. I want you to jack me off. You pregnant? Nope. All right, damn. It'll be all right.
I was listening to Paul Feinbaum's college football podcast this weekend, and it was so funny to hear him try to talk about Cocho, as he called him,
no,
and his off the field behavior.
Gonna be all right.
Are you going to be what kills Scott and not the Braves win, Mike? I mean, really, look at this.
It might be this kid.
Just, you could imagine him saying that and be like, wait, what? It's going to be all right. Like, that's not the correct response to that answer.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Hey, darling, you like tuna cans? Mm.
Oh, God.
Just waiting. Just sitting there trying to keep popping Scott as he's bouncing off the ropes, looking for that knockout shot. Like, I see you.
Sorry, Drew. What were you saying? My bad.
No fucking clue. Don't remember. Who cares?
Scott, give us one last hurrah. Liz, we talked about this off the show. This could be the most important World Series the Braves have ever won, right? This was the one you had to win.
1,000% the most important because it was probably the last one where the universal DH is not a thing. So fuck you, DH. The Braves are taking the last World Series that actually matters. There will be no asterisk next to this World Series title, much like the Dodgers last year in that COVID shortened season. Anyway, there's that, and there's the fact that there is a fucking work stoppage looming, and I didn't want any part of that shit, because baseball is notorious for fucking this shit up. Rob has made sure that he is out-dueling his predecessor at every turn, so there's no doubt in my mind that he is going to mess this up and make sure that baseball is missed next year in some capacity. I got 5 years of giving next to no fucks, so do whatever the hell y'all want. I'll still be here. I got this one, so fuck it.
I love that you've already said any World Series after the Universal DH is null and void. It doesn't count. It's not a real World Series win. Like, this is the last official one, and anything after this doesn't count.
Okay, all right. I'm going to back up, and I am going to admit something. Between last year's, where they messed around with everything with the DH and then just had it in both leagues, and then transitioning over to this year in the World Series, and it may just be that the Braves finally had a damn, like, DH on their team, because it hasn't, you know, you don't construct your team to have an extra guy who's a starter in any other case unless you're in the American League. So finally, the Braves had something where it was beneficial to have a DH, and I'm not going to lie, when they went back home, I was like, damn, now I gotta make choice who they're gonna fucking start. You know, with the DH, I didn't have to worry about this shit, so maybe it's not so bad.
Shit!
But I don't want to admit that on the record. I'm just saying that, you know, from here on out, maybe they will count.
This shit's all rigged, but don't worry, Scott. Your secret's safe with us, man.
I don't want to admit this on the record as I say it on a live broadcast on the internet where everything lives forever.
Ah, so, shit, I didn't think that.
Christian, are you pro-DH or anti-DH?
Really, like, no comment, because, again, baseball.
Pass. He said pass. You heard him.
You have no feelings on the DH either way.
100% chance that he's, like, fucking pitcher's batting is horrendous, because he's a Red Sox fan, and, you know, he's younger than us, so for sure.
When baseball season starts, when the Red Sox get into the playoffs, and then it's over when the Red Sox are out of the playoffs.
Spoken like a true today's baseball fan. Like, this generation of baseball fan is definitely that thing. When does it start? As soon as the playoffs start. Before that,
like 100 games. Like, I'm going to watch 100 games of baseball. No,
162.
162 plus playoffs. Matt wants to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, does Christian know where he is right now? Scott, 1 to 10, does Christian know where he is? That's a weird way to ask that, but...
What is 1 and what is 10?
I don't know. Okay, this is the question that Matt Barr posed. You answered. On a scale of 1 to 10, does Christian know where he is right now?
I'm going to say 7. He knows where he is. He's in his own basement. He's good. He's 7. He's confident. I'm not going to go higher than a 7, but a 7 solid.
Drew, you agree with the 7?
I mean, I don't know where the fuck Georgia is. So
it's in the Hamptons.
So Alabama is the one that's in the Gulf. Georgia actually touches the Atlantic. So I'm going to just bow out of this one.
You are the worst. I feel like we need to do a YouTube video of you just pointing things out on a map that's unlabeled and just see how terrible it is. Like, Drew, point to any state and you'll just be like, I don't fucking know.
You can, you know, and the best part is you can thank public education and repeated head trauma as an athlete for that.
Well, we know it's not from wearing a helmet, because you can't kick in a helmet. Tank says, I'm on board with Christian's baseball takes. So, Christian, you're getting fans here on the show with your takes of baseball only starts when the Red Sox are in the playoffs and it ends when they're out of the playoffs. The shortest baseball season in the history of baseball seasons.
So, wait, does that same thing apply to the rest of your teams? And if so, like, how does UConn basketball work exactly?
No. Good point. UConn basketball, I'm in it. From the end of November until they're done. But
the end of November, haven't they already played like a preseason tournament by then? So you like checked out for those games? You're like, I don't really need to worry about those games.
So their season starts end of November when they play in the, what are they in this year? They're in the one in like Oregon that's basically like the Nike facilities, I think. But that's when they start. LeBron's all year. Like that's
365, 24/7.
Yeah, that's even off season. So.
Scott, I feel like we should get the quick hitter questions for Christian, because there's going to be some questions.
It's funny, because it wasn't even on my mind, because it's been a hit or miss whether or not he's going to be on the show. But
yeah, we got to get those. We got to get those lined up, Christian. We're going to do this. I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to shout out Dugout Mugs real quick, and then we're going to do the quick hitter questions with Christian, because we need to get answers. We got to find out if we can trust this kid. And I don't know if we can trust him yet. Like, this is the test. So we will see if we can trust Christian right after this. But before we get into that, let's give a shout out to our friends, not at Beer Drop. Let's give a shout out to our friends over at, oh, good Lord, I can't find the thing. Where's it at? Nah, we'll do Beer Drop. Fuck it. Who cares?
Wow. No, dear Lord, Beer Drop. Don't give them any.
No, go hit up Beer Drop too. But I was trying to do Dugout Mugs. I specifically wanted to do Dugout Mugs because they have released their Atlanta Braves World Series Championship Dugout Mug. And I told Scott they just released a mug that's colored for the first time. Like, they've got like the colored logos. Shut up, Scott. Don't you dare. Shut up. Shut up.
You're talking about lips.
Shut up.
I know.
Both of you, shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Got a regular John Gruden over there. Maybe we should just call him Jay. Jay Gruden. No, that brings shame upon my man Boy Cutler's name, so we don't want that. But I tell you what, though, Dugout Mugs impresses me, because I got their text message promoting their Braves mugs. before I got the app alert from both Fox Sports and Yahoo Sports apps.
That the game was over.
Yeah, that the game was over and the Braves won. Like, Dugout Muggs.
Dugout Muggs is like, hey, look, we're calling this shit. Get your Braves championship gear. Like, five with like 5 outs to go. They're like, this is done. So don't worry.
Worst case, we send out 2 marketing blasts.
Right. Like, hey, just to show you, we've got both in stock. I mean, maybe you don't care that they didn't win and you still won a championship mug for your team. We got that, too. But should we tell them even more importantly
about what
we
found out about?
Yes, I was just going to say the most important thing that we discovered about Dugout Muggs.
They will literally print anything on there for you. Any custom photo you upload to their site. They also will put, I think, some customized text on the back on the other side of it. So again,
they don't screen it, custom, apparently.
What are you talking about, Scott? Why would you need to screen it? This is a family show.
No. I'm talking about what they put on the mugs. Like, it's not like the license plates. Like, the state of Ohio won't let you get something vulgar on a license plate. Like, they screen what you can put on there. Dugout Muggs is like, yeah, if you can think of it, we'll laser print that shit on this mug.
And the turnaround time was pretty quick, too, right?
They like they're not wrapping around. They're like, oh, you want to pay us $60 for this? Here you go.
Boom, at your door.
DugoutMugs.com/craft. Go hit them up.
Best promo ever.
They're an Ohio company. Support local business.
Order now for Christmas. No, they're not an Ohio company at all.
I was just going to say, they're definitely not an Ohio.
They're out of Florida.
I swear you said that about one of our affiliates. But
Kong Bong. Kong Bong.
Kong Bong. Shit out of your ass.
There you go. No, not all the way out. Just like...
DugoutMugs.com/craft.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
So remember we talked about show prep for this week? I legit thought about it a couple times over the last couple days, and I was like, well, this is kind of pointless, because no matter what happens, we're going to just be talking about the Braves. So either Scott's not going to want to talk at all because he's going to be watching the game, or he's just going to be talking about the Braves. So I either need to do it. Hold on, let me get there. I either need to do a ton of prep work so that Scott can check out and watch an important Game 7, or I don't need to do any prep work because the Braves are going to win the World Series before then. And a show of solidarity, to my buddy, I was like, no, the Braves are going to win this. I don't need to do any prep whatsoever because we're just going to talk Atlanta motherfucking Braves championship all day long. So I didn't do any show prep.
All right, we're not going to talk Braves all day long. We're going to get off the Braves topic right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we transitioned, but also... not that it needs to be said, but none of you be fooled by the fact that he wasn't doing show prep no matter what happened. Like, let's just get that out there. Like, he didn't use the Braves. He could use the Braves for an excuse all he wants.
I am so insulted, and we're definitely not talking about Von Miller now. I'll tell you what. That is my story, motherfucker.
That is my story, motherfucker. I shared that in the chat. You don't get to take credit for that.
And I even put a byline in there instead of just dropping a URL.
God. Oh, God.
All right. Let's do the quick hitters with Christian. Let's find out if we like Christian or not, or if we have to find a new intern and get Kevin to find us somebody else.
Well, I already know he's going to fail one.
There is one that is absolutely going to fail. Now, Christian, we do this with every guest we have on the show. We ask them these very important questions. first thing that comes to your mind, don't think too hard about it. Gut instinct. Scott's going to read through these here. We want to know your answers to these. Now, we'll interject and we'll tell you if you're right or wrong. So don't worry. You don't have to wait until the end to find out if you pass or fail. You'll know right away. But Scott, whenever you're ready, let's go ahead and put Christian under the microscope and give him the quick hitters.
All right, Christian, here we go. Plain cake donuts. Yay or nay?
No.
Good answer.
Correct.
It's a good answer.
Bat flips. Yay or nay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Correct. All right. Answer. Good work, man.
Do you button the shirt from top down or from the bottom up?
Top down.
Okay, weird. That's weird. That's very weird, man.
I feel like it's... Oh, you know, that's
how you match up the buttons?
Because you start at the bottom and they match up at the bottom, too. Okay. So they match up in both spots.
Okay. In the same vein, let's continue. Do you zip your pants and then button, or do you button and then zip?
Zip then button.
Hell yeah, correct answer.
No, that is wrong. That is also wrong.
No, shut up, Mike. Correct answer.
Very, very wrong.
Are IPAs just pumpkin spice lattes for white dudes?
The dudes above like 30, yeah.
Correct answer.
Also, damn, thanks for the shot there, man. Dudes above 30. Appreciate that one, you dick.
Topanga or Kelly Kapowski?
Kelly Kapowski.
Ooh, good answer. Good answer.
Tiffany Amber, baby. Anyway. is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
God damn it, Christian. Get the hell out.
Correct answer.
Get out.
Christian is nailing this. He is
Get out.
Killing this, I can say. Chicken wings, drums, or flats?
Flats.
Dancer. Like, killing it, man. Mm-hmm. Pineapple pizza, yay or nay?
No.
Wow. Good answer. No, that's a good answer.
No.
That's a good answer.
It's unacceptable. That one, I don't die on that hill, so it's fine. Either way, he's nailed everything else. So I'll allow it. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke, but I like Diet Coke.
Diet Coke?
Yeah, and Diet Pepsi is better than regular Coke, too.
Oh, my. Okay. All right.
Interesting. I don't know how to feel about that.
Diet soda is just better than regular soda.
All right. Well, we're coming down the stretch here. We've got the final two. I don't know about your grandmother.
You gonna ask him about Tiger though, or are we skipping that one still? I feel like it might be valid again.
It's not valid yet. It's not valid yet until until his back is healed. It's not a valid question.
Yeah, no, that's not a thing. We're gonna go ahead and get the one that you're gonna get wrong out of the way. Jordan or LeBron?
LeBron.
Yeah, okay, cool. Anyway, and the final question.
The most important question.
And from the boys. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Oh, man, kid.
You know what? Christian, you were humming right along, and then with a chance to win the game, you struck out.
Brutal, man. That was brutal. As a matter of fact, it was such a brutal performance on my part here for you that I feel like you've earned this one.
Man, this is some bullshit! This man!
You've earned that, Christian. That's on you. That's your fault. Scott, can we trust him? Can we keep him around?
Yeah.
Oh, those are two different things.
It's like that meme. He had us there in the first half.
Are you like one of those Jordan guys who like I'll talk and then you're just gonna scream six rings at me every time I try and bring up a point? Or do you have like
Wait, hold on a second. Are you asking me this question?
Yeah.
It's about to get mean.
Yeah.
Oh.
He went at you, Scott.
Wait.
Damn.
On the day of my celebration, was that a personal fucking attack? Like, hold on a second. Like, I said you did good on the like
on the day.
Like, what are you coming at me for?
I know. Like every time I encounter someone who's like diehard Jordan, like all you guys do is scream six rings. Like you have no legitimate argument for the points that I bring up.
What points do you bring up?
I mean, I can't. No,
give me your top three. Give me your top three points.
One. Is I love the argument that LeBron could never play in Jordan's era because the hand checking rule didn't go out of the league until 2004. LeBron was drafted in 2003, and as an 18-year-old with hand checking, averaged 21-5-6. Like,
holy okay, you're good. Clearly, you're going to beat up on Scott.
No, because I was just going to say, I'm not one to make that argument. Like, I think that's a stupid argument. Like, I think LeBron's
like top three for Jordan versus LeBron.
I wouldn't use that one though, because I think LeBron would be good no matter when the hell he played. Like, he's just that good.
He's a freak of nature. Like, his size.
That's a very weak argument for Jordan. Like, people, like, I wouldn't go that route.
His size and his athleticism in that era would have been like unheard of. They would have been like, what is this being that is able to do this at this size?
Okay, see, actually what it ends up being is that I don't have enough disrespect for LeBron to be having that argument with LeBron. I think LeBron's great. Like, I do. And if you think LeBron's better than Jordan, like, it doesn't ruin my day. Now, I will fucking fight you and murder you and stab you in a dark parking lot if you want to argue Kobe over Jordan.
No. He is one of the most overrated players of all time.
Yes, he's back in. Yes, he's back in.
Christian, you're back, baby. Just like that. He comes up off the mat.
Like, not even top five.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Oh,
that's amazing. This.
What was that?
You know what that was, Drew. By the way, guys,
it's what happens on your watch when you're doing yoga.
Oh, yeah. Giggity.
I went ahead and I found, since you guys were talking about it during the dugout mugs pitch, I went and found the bat that was made. We got this picture. I'm not going to give away any names, but a listener ordered a dugout mugs mug and got it customized. And this is the bat that they created. It says, Ma and Pa making memories, Field of Creams, 1984. And the image that was etched onto this bat was that one. It's
chicken finger banged.
And the best part was when I was told that this was submitted, the text I got was, it's really hard to find dirty pictures of baseball porn that's not dude on dude. And this the chick looks like she's wearing an army helmet in this. I don't know exactly what's happening.
Yeah, I was guessing, why is it a hard hat? Like, it looks like General Patton with this.
Wow.
So there you go. That's what you can order from Dugout Mugs that gets through the screeners. I don't know. See if you can get anything else passed. That's our challenge that we're going to lay out there. Something better than that through, go dugoutmugs.com/craft, put your order in, and let's see who can top this. I don't know if anybody can top that.
We're going to make a weekly contest to see who can top Finger Bang and Field of Creams.
Man, if we really want to make all our listeners go broke, that's fine, but they might resent us a little bit for it.
Not if they win the glory of having the best one.
I thought that it was a construction helmet.
Sky, you are getting all the love. Tank and Matt Barr, it looks like General Patton with tits. Everybody thinks that's the line of the show. Well done.
Hey, that's got to be the title, right?
General Patton with tits. Hey,
I mean, why wouldn't it be?
That's going to be a weird image. It already felt weird to find a picture of Ed Orgeron and putting a tuna can on there. I don't know if I can find General Patton and a chest. I don't know if I want to do that at night. All right, let's talk.
Oh, I didn't realize that she's wearing a batting helmet. I thought this was a construction worker.
Well, of course, but it does not look like a batting helmet from the angle.
No, and let's be honest, you're not spending a lot of time looking at the batting helmet either. So I see what we're going for here now. Yeah, nice.
Not if you're on the Field of Creams.
Not if you're on the Field of Creams. I like, well, never mind. We'll just leave.
All right, good job, Drew. Let's talk some football, fellas. Christian, do you know what game that slider's from?
Isn't it like the Techno Bowl, something like that?
Techno Bowl. Yep, it's Techno Bowl. It's it's dudes.
Now, with now, to be fair,
we playing football.
Wait a minute. Are we starting to edge up on our next album after our R&B hits come out? Like, are we going to EDM next?
After making them wet? After we get Jensen's career off the ground?
Yeah. I mean, I think that'd be a great idea. We could put, man, dude, we come up with some fat beats.
Scott, do it one more time.
It's so much better too because it's all pixelated. Yes,
the pixelated lag makes it looks like you're in a strobe light as you do it. Oh, that's the best. Holy shit. Oh, that's amazing. All right, fellas. College football playoff rankings. The first ones were unveiled this week.
Is my audio at least not?
Your audio sounds great to me.
Solid.
Matt Barr was saying you sound a little bit like God during the quick hitter question, so I don't know if it randomly is coming in and out.
That was the effect I was going.
Why couldn't he be God, Mike? What are you trying to say?
Nothing. Don't even try that. You guys already got me once. You're not getting me with that one. That's too much of a stretch, Drew. Here's the rankings that came out this week. You got Georgia coming in at number one, Alabama at number two, Oregon at four, Michigan State at three. I hate that they go that way with this fucking thing.
That annoys me too. I'm glad it wasn't just...
No, it drives me nuts.
Fucking bracket. Are you serious?
Left to right, Drew.
I understand that. It still looks stupid.
It's dumb. I hate it. Ohio State comes in at five, and Cincinnati debuts at number six in the college football playoff rankings. Also in the top 10, I think Oklahoma's in there. Notre Dame came in at 10. Who else is in the top 10? There's a couple teams within striking distance. Michigan State is three. They are on the screen right there in front
of
you.
They are in the top 10.
Oh, you're such an asshole. So the news around town this week was that Cincinnati got shafted. People are very upset that undefeated Cincinnati with a win over number 10 Notre Dame are debuting at number six. I don't think that's that bad. I think that's actually pretty good for Cincinnati to be number six, especially with Ohio State and Michigan State ahead of them and Georgia and Bama. You got two teams that have to play each other this year. There's potential, but really what's going to happen is Cincinnati's going to get jumped by Oklahoma or by somebody. There's no way Cincinnati makes it in, right? Like, we're all in agreement. We're not getting Cincinnati into the playoffs this year.
And you want to know the real reason why? It's because it's their own damn fault for, like, barely winning the last couple weeks. Like, they have only themselves to fucking blame. Like, there's no margin for error, and your margin for error is any type of close win, especially against teams that you have no business keeping close against. Like, come on.
That's exactly it. That shows you what's going on here, and that people, you know, all those random, you know, heads floating around online, hey, look, now I'm frozen. They don't watch Cincinnati play because Scott's absolutely right. They've squeaked by in a couple of games where it's one thing to win. I think they end up winning 30 to like 14 or something this last weekend, but they don't look good. They don't look like a top four team in the nation. And if you are playing these scrub schools, you need to be beating the shit out of them the way that UC was early in the season, and they're not. And this is also, what's that, Christian?
This is also going to turn into one of those UCF things. Remember that where they claimed to be real national champions because they went undefeated.
Oh, God, I hope
totally
that doesn't happen.
That's a UC thing to do, too. They would 100% do that.
Even though you play in the American, and it's like, if you went into Tuscaloosa, you get shut out 56 to nothing.
Like, well, here's the thing. I don't know, like, I think UC is a very good football team. I also think penalizing them for close wins over a team like Navy is not a good thing to do. People struggle with Navy. Regular Power 5 teams struggle with Navy at times. It's very difficult to go from one week to the next week playing the triple option and getting chop blocked because naval offensive linemen only go for the knees. So I get that that's a struggle, and they pulled away in the second half like they should have done. It's also kind of hard to say. It's hard to say I'm going to penalize UC for a close win over a bad team when Oregon lost to Stanford, who is dog shit this year. They have an L. That's an L. They didn't even play close to a bad team. They lost to a bad team. And Alabama lost to Texas A&M. Like, it gets really dicey to me when you start pulling that card of, well, it was a close win against a bad team. It's still a win.
You know what, Mike? This is really hard because the problem is all people can hear right now is, wah, 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 I want Notre Dame to be good. Wah, 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 trying to...
No, that's where you're wrong.
Navy take is because Georgia, Alabama, Oregon even, they would kick the shit out of Navy.
No, because here's why you're wrong. I feel like if the argument was UC's strength of schedule just isn't good... because Notre Dame is overrated, I would agree with that. Because Notre Dame realistically could have three losses right now. And
you're trying to emphasize how hard it is to play Navy. That's
no, it's not even Navy. I'm just saying like that's a team that people struggle with. Teams struggle with Navy at times. Like that's
mediocre or good teams do. Top four teams in the nation don't.
Come on, man.
Do you really think Georgia's defense would struggle with Navy?
No, I don't think Georgia's defense would struggle with
Navy.
What
about Alabama?
Maybe. This year, maybe. There's a chance.
Typically, though.
Now we're moving the goalposts, and we're going to go back 5 yards.
Fine. This year, I'll play this game.
Well, but typically they wouldn't struggle.
No. I'll take it back. I'll walk it back. So Alabama's defense this year might. Do you think their offense would have a hard time putting up more than 24 points on Navy's defense?
No, I don't think so, but I also think we're talking about a ball control game at that point because that's what Navy does. They hold on to the ball.
Right, but my point is, all these other teams in the top.
Wait, do you think Oregon could struggle with Navy? Yes, because they fucking lost to Stanford. Who cares? They've lost to a shitty team.
They're not going to be around there at the end. They're not. Like, if you really want to get all butthurt about it, go ahead. But
I'm not butthurt. My point being, actually, what I'm trying to say here is that UC never had a shot. And I think UC fans need to get that through their heads. And all Group of Five teams need to get that through their heads. This is a rigged system. The sooner people realize that this is rigged, the better off we'll all be. They do this. They put UC at number six so that people talk about, oh, I can't believe they snubbed UC like this. Like UC fans are like, I can't believe we dropped from 2 to 6. It's like, no. You didn't drop from 2 to 6. You went from nothing to 6. That's what happened. This is a debut of the poll. You didn't drop at all. This is a totally different ranking.
So I want to try something here. And next, Mike, you should, if I had the little buttons, I would push the conspiracy theory thing before that, because I feel like you got a lot of other deeper things that you want to follow up with.
Okay, well, let's do conspiracy theories then. Hang on.
Feel like this is yours, right?
It's not mine. This isn't a conspiracy theory. The College Football Playoff Committee is... They're comprised of Power Five athletic directors and presidents. Why would they give a Group of Five team a place at the table? They have no incentive to do that.
Okay, well now that's not entertaining anymore. So what I want to do is go through the top 10 and ask you guys, who would you pick UC over in a head to head? If neutral site, who would you go for? Fuck, that was weird. Who would UC beat out of this top 10 without pausing and having to hedge? And I'll just read off the names. Georgia, Alabama, Michigan State, Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan, Oklahoma, Wake Forest.
So
which one of those teams are you picking UC to beat?
I could take UC. I would be okay taking UC over Oregon. I feel like Oregon has shown that they're not that great. I could see them beating Michigan because Harbaugh. you know how Jim's going to do in that one. And also, what the hell is up with Wake Forest? They're an undefeated team in the top 10. That's who the surprise was. I couldn't think of it when I was trying to come over the top 10. Wake Forest is a team that will absolutely lose at least one, maybe two games. So I can see UC beating Wake Forest.
Okay, so congratulations. You just ranked UC 7. Scott, what would you think?
How did I rank them 7?
Because you only picked them to beat 3 teams. That's how math works.
I didn't go through all of the team. I seeded the floor. I don't know. Ohio State, I would say a toss-up this year. Ohio State has been very up and down. Michigan State, I don't know enough about them at this point. Their best win is over a Michigan team that I just said shits the bed because of Harbaugh. So I could see UC potentially beating Michigan State, especially in neutral field.
Are you putting UC ahead?
I think UC is fairly ranked at 6. I think UC is fairly ranked at 6. I'm not debating that they should be higher. I'm just saying UC fans need to realize they were never going to be higher. Scott, are you okay? I think Scott just passed out.
Oh my god, this is boring.
Yeah, I'm trying to like, I'm trying to paint Mike into a corner.
I know, but seriously, I want to walk this all the way back to, I'm pretty sure, a conversation that Mike and I have had on this show definitely once, if not three or four other times, that this whole fucking thing is so stupid. This is exactly what they wanted. Like, don't even put this bullshit out before, like, a week or two before the end of the season. Like, this is all so stupid. Like, we're doing this far out so that later on it can all change and blah, blah, blah. And it's like Mike just mentioned, they just want people to fucking talk and sit here and bicker about it when they shouldn't even be doing these GD rankings until, like, the end of November. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, at least the college football playoff committee waits until week 8. It's not like the AP poll where you're basing it off of preseason rankings. And but number 1 beat number 2. And it's like, yeah, but
wait, right.
Number 2 has 6 losses now.
Sure, no. We agree that that's also stupid. But what I'm saying is, it's like, we've already got the other polls. Like, them adding this stupid thing into it. Like, I wanted college football playoffs, like, I, you know, that's,
yeah, this again, is your fault, Genesis,
right? I was gonna say, that's one of the genesis of this damn show, is going back to me and Mike arguing about this back in freshman year of college. But I never wanted this bullshit where it essentially added another poll for people to sit here and bitch about it, like, for no good fucking reason for an extra 4 weeks. Like, it's so stupid. Because all of this shit gets figured out, like none of
does it though. To Christian's point, UCF claimed a split national title because they went undefeated and weren't allowed in the playoffs, so it doesn't figure itself out.
Yeah, I mean, but most of the time it does. Look, at the end of the day, you know what's going to fucking happen, right? We're going to have two SEC teams. They're going to make up 15 different rules to get Ohio State in there. And then some other dumbass team's going to come in. And then we're going to get Alabama versus fucking, you know, Clemson somewhere.
Bro,
Clemson wasn't even in the Final Four. How did they get here in the national championship against Alabama again?
Clemson ain't going anywhere, man. Dabo's lost.
I'm just saying, like, that's how this whole thing goes.
If you look at this top four
formula,
if you look at this top, well, this top five, it's already set up. If Alabama wins out, Georgia wins out, and then Bama wins the SEC championship, those two just flip-flop, right? Alabama goes to one, Georgia goes to two. If Oregon continues through the Pac-12 and wins the Pac-12 championship, they stay in the top four. And then Ohio State and Michigan State, whoever wins that Big Ten championship, they are in. And there's your Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, Oregon.
Bama with two losses, they throw right in the four.
Oh, I think might be right.
They went out and Georgia beats them in the SEC championship, they'll reasonably find a way to get Bama that force.
It'll be one of those where it's got to be a close win or a close loss, and it depends on what else happens. But yes, I could totally see a two-loss Bama getting in at a four seed, especially if the five seed is UC, like the week going into the conference championships. They'll be like, well, but two-loss Bama. Huh.
Yeah, and if not, they'll just do like they did last year. It's like, well, they were eligible after like three games, so like technically they're already in, like, Bama in, like, because reasons. Like, they're not going to not have Bama in the Final Four. Like, that's just about that. Unless Bama starts to fall off altogether as a program, which we can all agree we don't see happening anytime soon, especially as long as Saban's there, they will never not have Alabama in the Final Four. I will die on that hill.
Dude, what happens if Bama turns into Clemson this year? Like, Bill Sweeney is reeling down there. He is, they look like dog shit.
If that ever happens, Bama will still be in the Final Four. Well, you know, like let's not
SEC is a tough conference, you know, man.
Nick can do things when the bright lights are on, so let's not doubt him here.
Vanderbilt's an up-and-coming program, guys. Guys, we can't overlook that loss. That's a good loss on Bama's.
You know, the Raging Cajuns were underrated, so we got to give them credit for losing that.
Guys,
game.
Did you see the Citadel? The Citadel's got 3 3-star prospects this year. They're a good squad. Who knows?
So we're all in agreement, right?
Bama. So Bama's in.
Four-loss Bama's in the Final Four. Okay, good. All right. Next topic.
How many? Hang on. Let's do this. Realistically speaking, how many losses before they take Bama out? What's the number? Drew, what's the number? Five. How many? Five. Christian says three. Five. Christian, you went three?
they could get a three-loss Bama into the four seed, and they'd find a way to do it.
Seriously. Like, seriously, and yeah. How ludicrous does that sound? Like,
other well, 2 years ago, because like, I know what the tweet, like, three or – not 2 years ago, a little longer ago, they put the two-loss Bama in the four seed. Everyone was pissed, and then Bama won the national championship.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And they're a known draw. They're going to bring out all the fans, all the money. Like, that's all that it ends up boiling down to. They'd be like, that's what I'm saying. Five loss Bama, they'd be like, well, well.
Does a three loss Bama get in over an undefeated UC this year? Yes. This season?
Yes, 100%.
God, I hope so.
And the committee wouldn't even blink. They wouldn't even blink. They'd be like, yes, your point.
I could just see like the OWG from the committee come out after they unveil it. And he's like, well, you know, Georgia is they're undefeated. They're a great team. Ohio State, perennial power. They did what they had to do. They came back after that loss to Oregon, blah, blah, blah. Oregon, big win over Ohio State, Pac-12 champion. And then I came to the four seed and we got down to Alabama and UC and fucking Nick Saban, man. And then it just cuts and that's it. That's how it ends. It just the show ends. It cuts to Kirk Herbstreit. He's got a blank look on his face and he's like, well, yeah, Saban. That's the, of course. Yes, that's how it's how it goes.
Or even better than like, he's just like, it came down to Dalla bills, y'all.
Like, no, they would never actually admit that, Scott. They wouldn't actually come out and say that.
We're,
but
we're done being transparent. Y'all are getting paid now. We don't give a shit. This is all about money. Bam.
Enjoy the Peach Bowl, Cincinnati. We're out. And then they just shut down.
No, they wouldn't get the Peach Bowl. They'd get something more demeaning, you know, the Papa John's Outback.com Bowl.
No, they'll get the New Year's Six Bowl. They'll get a Fiesta Bowl invite. They'll get to go out to and they'll play whatever conference runner up doesn't make the playoffs, and then they'll win, and they'll be like, "See, undefeated, and we beat a big time program. You should have let us in, and
we beat Penn State." Yeah. With Franklin already gone.
Franklin's sitting there. He's like, listen, we're getting ready for UCF. We're going to play him down in Florida. It's going to be great.
Franklin's making one of those business decisions like the players. He's like, look, I can't catch this national championship game because, I already took this other fucking job. I've been bullshitting since about week two, so I'll just see y'all later.
Franklin's like, you guys remember when I forgot I was playing Ohio State and I thought I was playing Illinois in Michigan? Yeah, I had already committed, man. I was out. It was done.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
All right, guys, we got to talk Monkeygate. We got to talk Monkeygate, and at the risk of me saying something here where Drew and Scott are going to jump on it because I said the word monkey, I'm going to say it anyways. Monkeygate, here we go. This is a story. That happened this week. Drew, have you heard about Monkeygate?
No, I have. Well, I did. You said the words Monkeygate before the show and then told me not to Google it.
Scott, do you know about Monkeygate?
I heard bits and pieces, but I honestly don't know the whole story.
All right, so here's the scoop. It is the greatest college football story perhaps ever. The special teams coach from Texas left his wife and kids for a stripper named Pole Assassin, who has a pet monkey that performs with her. She was once on the Jerry Springer Show. That's just the backstory. That's where we're at, just to set the stage for where what we come to this week. On Halloween, apparently a kid was trick-or-treating at Pole Assassin's house. She had some type of haunted house set up. He went somewhere where he wasn't supposed to be. The monkey was there. The monkey bit the kid.
reports are that it was so bad that they had to pry the monkey's mouth off of the kid's arm or hand. And then Pole Assassin was like, she came out on Twitter. She was like, listen, my monkey didn't bite anybody. Yes, I had a haunted house. This kid went into a gate that he wasn't supposed to go into. I didn't even know that there was a bite until somebody told me it was a bite. He was like, well, wait a second. Didn't you just say your monkey didn't bite anybody? So now the Texas special teams coach is embroiled in a controversy because his stripper girlfriend who has a pet monkey let that monkey bite a child on Halloween. Drew, your reactions to Monkeygate.
I don't understand what the problem is here. I guess one, we should maybe be celebrating the special teams coach because somehow his ugly ass has a girlfriend and a family, even though he coaches special teams.
Jeff Blanks, baby. This dude is like, or yeah. Jeff Banks, excuse me. This guy is, his name has been thrown around for the Washington State job because that coach had to, he was let go because he refused to get the COVID vaccine and it's mandated for government employees to have.
He doesn't have Aaron Rodgers.
Does not have Aaron Rodgers. He didn't lie. He didn't give the Aaron Rodgers, I've been immunized, and just leave it at that and hope nobody digs any further into it. Tank says, shout out Pole Assassin. And Whitey says, I want to see them perform. Is Pole Assassin the best stripper name you guys have heard? Can you get a better stripper name than Pole Assassin?
No. Also, I want to back up. I want to commend Pole Assassin for slut shaming the little kid. That's an
yeah. So no. All right. Yeah. And see, and Mike, you took it away from me before I could get to the true meat of my point. Outside of, you know, what's his name out kicking his coverage, which I thought you would respect, but apparently not. That kid went somewhere he wasn't supposed to go and then learned that his consequences have actions and were pissed at other people.
His consequences have actions?
You heard me.
What the fuck?
He got bit by a goddamn monkey, Drew.
That's why you don't go places you're not supposed to go.
Thank you, Matt Barr, for playing along with Alanis Horacet. That's a fantastic stripper name, Matt Barr. Well done. Tank comes in with Twerk Machine. I like it. A little on the nose, but I like that one. That's a pretty solid one. Anybody have any additional names for the best stripper names to oust Pole Assassin? I gotta be honest, Alanis Horacet is up there for me. That's a good one.
Can I throw one out as a callback to earlier and go with Savannah Banana?
Is that your male stripper name, the Savannah Banana?
No, that's her. She's Savannah, he's Banana, or it's Banana. A girl or a guy monkey, they didn't.
So are you saying it's an detail? ET or like what the hell are you saying, dude?
Well, no,
like,
the Savannah name is for the stripper.
I was definitely on board with Mike saying like that's a good name for a dude stripper. Like I'm gonna say Savannah Banana.
Well, I thought we were going with
rocking the fucking banana hammock, but you're talking about a chick called Savannah Banana. I'm like, wait, I got all the questions.
I thought we were talking about the Pole Assassin and her little act, because it's not just her, it's her and the monkey, right?
It is her and the monkey. They have an act together.
So that's why I'd say she would call herself Savannah.
So it's Pole Assassin and the Savannah Banana. That's actually pretty solid. That's a good duo, right?
Yeah,
there.
I'll take credit for that.
Also sounds like a really good buddy cop movie. I'll subscribe. Pole Assassin and the Savannah Banana.
Please, while you're at it, when you're subscribing to things, rate and review our podcast and all podcast platforms. Also, you should totally check out our brother and sister shows on Belly Up Sports, a podcast network, not a radio network.
Nailed it, Drew. Keep going.
Hey, you know?
Keep going.
Well, that's all I got because you don't like when I call it other shows. Like
no, keep going. You're plugging now. Plug life. Go.
Check out Slap Shot with all your hockey news. I'm trying to fucking think. There's a NASCAR show. You should listen to that one. That's pretty funny. There's a guy that talks about the Lions. I can only imagine what quality content he's putting out this week after yet another amazing showing on the field by Dan Campbell's boys.
Cut.
Scene.
Cut.
Line?
Drew, it's time for you to do a Kong Bong after that one.
Holy God.
You're so... Yeah, you really sold the network. Also, way to shout out Corner Booth, Ryan McCarthy.
Don't you love how it's always like the same two?
Ryan McCarthy's bringing No Credentials Required back tomorrow. Like, he's coming back in the fold. Tailgate on the quad.
You know, if you really wanted to support the network, you would write this shit down for me. So when I just start rambling, I have somewhere to go to read off.
I don't know you're gonna go. I don't know you're gonna go and fucking start plugging things.
Like that was there's
like I feel four out of the last 5 weeks.
No warning, no nothing.
I've plugged other shows on the podcast.
You well, yeah, that's just you being Mookie.
So
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
At any given moment, you're gonna go rogue and just start plugging other podcasts.
This is when I would click the wild card drop if I had access to the wild card drop.
Matt Barr says Pam Anderson is 1,000% starring in Pole Assassin and Savannah Banana.
I like it.
Pam Anderson now or like 1990s Pam Anderson? Because I feel like Pam Anderson now would be like, do I really want to watch this?
Do you really think that silicone's aged poorly? Like, I don't think there's anything about her that's real and liable to actually wrinkle or shrivel.
Well, that's the problem. Wow. Everything else would wrinkle except for the chest region. That'd be very awkward to see. I don't know if I could do this.
You don't know if you can do the Kong Bong or the shriveled, wrinkly, deflated Pam Anderson.
I said what I said. Drew.
Let's go Brave.
There's Drew with his Kong Bong. If you guys want your Kong Bong, go hit them up. Craftfruitsports.com/beerbong.
They're in Ohio.
They are an Ohio company.
Ohio-based company. Woo! Farts. That didn't work.
I knew what you were trying to do, but I was like, he had to be real mentally weak to let it go off of just fart.
No, see, where you messed up is you said farts. If you had said, like, fart noise? No, if you had said fart noise, that would have probably got me because like saying the word fart noise is funnier than like making a fart sound. So I probably would have spit it out if you had just said fart noise.
I buy that. Yeah.
It's actually one of my favorite things to do is just to hit somebody with a fart noise. And then they're like, what the fuck was that? I'm like, it's funnier than the actual fart noise, right?
Or hit you with the General Patton with tits. You'd have been
General Patton.
Would have been fucking beer everywhere.
The best is the camera is like straight on me. It would have just sprayed out all over the camera.
Good thing we got extras, right?
We would have gotten a shot of me trying to wipe down the camera and get all the beer off of it. Oh, good Lord, fellas.
All
okay.
Right, Scotty K.
So go ahead, Drew.
Yes, no, Drew.
Scott doesn't have a Kong Bong.
I haven't had a Kong Bong for weeks, bro. Like, where have you been?
He's got a leaky hose, dude.
Internet access and a credit card?
Clearly, tonight I've proven that my internet access is shaky at best, and my credit card, that thing's been burnt up. So here we are.
Hey, can we talk a little basketball, fellas? We haven't talked any basketball yet this season. I want to talk a little basketball.
That's fine, but then I want to talk golf afterwards.
Okay, all right. Well, let's start off talking. Let's talk a little basketball. Hang on. There it is. Boom shakalaka. I don't know if you guys. I know Scott hasn't been paying attention. Drew, have you watched any of the NBA so far this year?
Yeah, I keep taking a look at some of the early lines and like those halftime spreads and shit, and I can't find my way yet. Stuff is just up in the air, man. Like, it was funny early in the season when Kyrie was being Kyrie and it was fucking with the Nets, but I can't get a beat on any of these teams, man. Christian, I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but at the same time, I'm allowed to talk to you now, so... What are your thoughts about the Lakers with Russell and LeBron being out for a little bit? Like, how do you think they're gelling? And is Carmelo's role going to be sustainable for the rest of the season?
Well, they got to work it out because Russ and LeBron are both like big ball handling guys. And now LeBron's out for a little bit. So that's going to be tough.
Ball handling.
But.
I see how you do this, Scott.
See, now that would have gotten me to spit my beer. That would have gotten me. Sorry, go ahead, Christian.
Oh. Go ahead, Drew. Where get Christian going?
You were talking about ball handling.
Big ball handling, guys. They're big ball handling guys.
Get into the playoffs.
I gotta be honest, like I can't get into the NBA until Christmas. That's when the NBA season starts for me.
I was just gonna say, speaking of takes that we've previously had on this show, the season should not start until Christmas, just like the baseball season should end as soon as Labor Day rolls around, and like the playoffs should start then. Like the beginning of the NBA season does not need to start before Christmas. That's when it actually matters. Like, you don't want to know why LeBron and them are taking time off? Because none of these games matter right now. Like, this is the best time for load management, is right out of the fucking gates.
I can't get into NBA until college football is done. That's when I can finally start like paying attention to it and really getting into it. But I've been intrigued this year after they made the rule changes and you're not allowed to jump into somebody and draw a foul and automatically shoot three. And good Lord, is the NBA more entertaining this year? Like watching James Harden struggle. Oh, it feeds my soul seeing that motherfucker try to get at, like, this dude has built his entire game around jumping into somebody and going to the foul line. And now that he can't do it, it is like watching a baby trying to walk for the first time. He doesn't know what the fuck to do with himself. He's like, well, it's a foul. And no, it's not a foul. You jumped into him. And it is just food for my soul. Drew, are you liking this new rule change?
Yes, because that kind of shit pissed me off to no end. Like, that's not basketball. That's just basically being French.
Okay, Christian made a face as you said that, and I also feel the same way as you, Drew. I don't want you to feel like you're on an island, because I'm on your side here. But Christian made a face that we are sounding like the oldest of dudes as we have this take that it's horrible to watch James Harden jump into people.
No, I like watching James Harden struggle because he's – such a whiny bitch, but like nice. to a certain point, like you got to be allowed to do it. Like, especially if the guy's way off his feet, like get him off his feet is a skill in basketball. Like, that's what guys like. Some guys like James Harden build their, like James Harden went from 31 points a game to 17 and a half.
Good.
Like, can't get to the free throw line, but it's also getting to the extreme because like James Harden's not getting calls that he should be getting either, because that's what he's known for. So it's just. There's like a middle ground, because if you can get a guy to jump wildly off his feet, you should be able to like use that and get to the free throw line.
Why though? Exactly. Why if you
him,
yeah,
two dribbles, no, and it, sinking a mid range.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's what it should be. It should be the pump fake gets him off his feet, and then you're able to get to the, you know, get around him and take a real shot. Not I got him off his feet. Now I'm gonna jump into him and pretend like I'm shooting and throw up something that there's no chance that this is going in. There was no chance that like I'm diving off to the side and I'm gonna fucking this. It, now I get three shots. That's where it's bullshit.
Except for when it does go in, and then we gotta hear about it for the next 4 months. It's like, oh, look at this amazing James Harden shot where he just threw it up and it still went in, and he got the foul called too. It's like it was all bullshit. He didn't know he was going to make it. He just threw it at the hoop and, you know, it accidentally went in, and that wasn't a foul. It's just a stupid rule.
What's the more annoying James Harden move? Is it the jumping into the defender that flew through the air, or is it the weird Euro step thing that he created that's a travel? Yeah.
Again, that's always the problem with guys. It's like it's the traveling always.
No,
if guys I'm just okay didn't travel, I'd be okay.
Drew's okay with travel. No. You just want guys to tuck the ball and run down the
travel, but like
just tuck it underneath your arm. Fuck it.
Don't play like a bitch. All right, that's all I'm saying. Like, you can travel because that's an athletic move, but jumping into people—that's just straight being a bitch.
Traveling is an athletic move. That's a weird fucking take.
Have you ever tried a Euro step around like two fucking 7 foot dudes in the paint?
No, but I find it easier to walk with the ball than I do to dribble and walk with the ball. Like, it's much easier to just hold the ball and walk with it than it is to dribble it. And walk
Game. I thought we were talking about the Euro step versus the bitch flailing arms jumping into people thing.
No, we are, but it's such a, that Euro step is such a borderline travel that it's, at most times it's like, dude, how is this not a travel?
Right.
Yeah, but I'd still take that over the fuckers jumping into people.
Here's what I hate about the Eurostep. It's always when like the videos go viral and it's like, how is this a travel?
Traveling. Bullshit. Like, that's what it is. Like, period.
So that's track two.
That's 100% correct, Tyson. I cannot dribble with my left hand, which is why I find it much easier to walk with the fucking ball. Hence, traveling is infinitely easier than actually playing the game correctly.
So wait, Scott, are you saying that you could walk better with the ball to your left than you'd be able to dribble with the ball to your right?
1,000%.
All right, Mike, I feel like we got to set up an
We got a video coming here.
Yes, sir. Scott's going to have to carry the ball to his left through obstacles as opposed to just dribble it with his right hand to the right.
Wait a second.
I can't wait to throw every single thing that I do with the dribble because that would be easy.
Right? Yeah, I thought this was going a different direction because if it's just like, dribble with your left, so you get to hold the ball with your left hand and just walk through obstacles, but with your right hand, you have to dribble it and
Matt
is like, what? Because we're all like, what? Like, that didn't make sense. That's cool. Mm.
I'm on air talent. I'm not production. We'll workshop. So what are you surprised about?
We'll workshop it. We'll figure something out. I just realized what time it is, and we should probably get
these.
Time
to talk about golf. Time to talk about golf.
Oh shit! You're right. Okay. Yes. Golf. Golf talk. Golf talk.
Playing a game of whack fuck here.
Whack.
Fuck. Me and Matt have been playing PGA 2K together.
Who do you play as in 2K? Did you create a golfer?
I was gonna say we each have our created golfer. It's with me, my brother, and Glenn. So like eight, four of us. I suck ass because I've never haven't been in a golf game since Tiger. You know, didn't fuck a Perkins waitress, and it was EA doing the Tiger games, but. So, like, I'm just whatever. Like, I'm just hanging out. But the three of them are really fucking good. Like, I'm having fun.
Do you guys do this on, like, Sunday mornings? Like, you're like, all right, we got to force them. Let's go and play on Sunday morning. We got a tea time at 8 a.m.
You can just set up the tournament and then it's open for a few days. And you just hop on and play whenever the hell you want. Like, so, no. There's no forcing.
I've got you guys, like, hanging out. You're like, all right, 8:20, we're teeing off. And then you guys all log on at the same time, and you got your headphones on, and you're, like, talking to each other during the round and, like, talking shit.
We've talked about trying to do that, but we haven't arranged it yet.
That's where it's at. I feel like that would be...
So are you talking 2K21 or
yes, the most recent one because it's free on PlayStation.
I was going to say I literally just downloaded that shit this weekend too. Yeah,
like it was free, so I was like, I'm all in. Let's do whatever.
That's my favorite price for shit. You know, free 99. You can't go wrong.
Exactly. I'm like, I haven't played a golf game in a decade and a half. Like, but this free one, let's go.
Yeah, well, it's nice too, man. I like it.
I got to get a PlayStation now because I want to get in on this.
So we can play some virtual golf.
Yeah, I want to play some golf with you because I'd like to go out to the course, but now it's like 30 degrees out, so we can't really golf anymore. Yeah, but like it'd be frost on shit. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be a good video for us to do is do a round of whack
video
fuck.
Games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm for real. Like we talked about it. I do want to get you and Mookie playing NBA Jam. Like I do want to get that as a video content. If you guys aren't subscribed to the YouTube, go subscribe.
Do you really want to see Scott cry though? Like, should we really be putting that on film?
Ooh, that's some shit talk right there.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
it's weak shit talk, but it's shit talk, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, just facts.
I'm playing a game of whack fuck.
Tank said he got that free video game golf, and Robert Taylor says I challenge you, Scott. So there you go.
Did we just create a craft brew sports golf outing?
I think so. I think we've got a virtual golf outing here.
They're drinking screwdrivers and wearing polos, playing the game.
Exactly. And nobody's getting a DUI on the way home. That's the best part.
It's the craft brew sports whack fuck tournament.
Playing a game of whack fuck here.
Whack.
Fuck.
Whack Fuck Invitational.
Oh, even better. Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
The Whack Fuck Invitational.
First annual Craft Brewed Sports Whack Fuck Invitational.
All right. Somebody let me borrow their PlayStation so that I can get around it on this.
And everybody in the chat's chiming in. We got Robert, Tank, Matt, everybody's down.
Quick, someone write this shit down.
We can make this happen too because these tournaments, it's just as you set the private thing and then you get an invite and then you just send it. So it's like, anybody who wants to be in it, we can get as many people in this bitch as we want.
Benjamin's in. Caitlin said she'd watch. Robert Taylor says he's wearing a polo while playing the game. That would be amazing. Whitey says he's got the game. Tank says he's down for a CBS virtual golf outing.
All right, listen. Mike, you just this need is... to endure the same pain that I did and go find a PlayStation 5.
All right, so step one. Convince my wife to let me get a PlayStation 5. And when she says why, I got to be like, because the Craft Brewed Sports Whack Fuck Invitational. And she's going to go, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm going to say, you just don't understand. And then
I need
also,
that exact conversation.
Also, can I have $500, please? And and then we'll see how this goes. I'll just
Sports Whack Fuck Invitational. That is fantastic.
All right, let's talk about these beers that we are drinking tonight because we're on to something here, fellas. I think we're going to do it. Robert Taylor even offered to stream it on his Twitch. I mean, we can stream it on our YouTube too. Maybe we'll do a co-stream.
I don't know what that is. What are you talking about, Twitch?
You're such an old man, Drew. You OWG. Scott, what were you drinking
earlier too?
What were you drinking tonight and rate it on the World Series scale from game 1 to game 6?
I was drinking pumpkin patch ale, the most basic 5% generic. I think they just brewed this to say they did a pumpkin beer, and they got me. It's cool. It's no big deal. It's very meh.
Tank, I'm coming up with t-shirts tonight for this. They'll be on the website soon.
It did not change from its meh. This is all the way game 2. It's just a pumpkin beer in name only.
Ugh, it's disappointing. Mookie, what were you drinking tonight and rated on the World Series scale or whatever you're going to do because you're Mookie and you do what you do?
Goddamn right. I was drinking Huron Haze from Arbor Brewing Company. That's in Ypsilanti, Michigan. My neck of the woods, they know all. Well, no, they don't actually because I got away with it all. 7.6 ABV. Kind of hit like it. Felt a little warm, a little toasty tonight. Really liked, man. This was solid. This was absolutely delicious. A hazy IPA, but it wasn't like overly thick and would turn people off. Plus, I think the hops were just about right. I'm going to call it a Mookie's World Series game that he did that thing and that he got known for.
Cool. All right, Mike, what do you got?
Nice.
Okay, I was drinking Tropical Spots from Wiley Roots Brewing. I needed something to warm me up because I wanted a warm weather beer, so I went with a double milkshake IPA because that nothing says summer like a double milkshake IPA. Seriously, this one's got guava and dragon fruit. It's delicious. It is such a good brew. This does feel like I'm sitting on the porch hanging out, and it's 90 degrees out, and I love it. I would rate this one as a game 6, closing it out with no pressure because you're up real big for most of the game and you feel great the whole time. So this is easily a game 6, like 2021 style, last official World Series. That's how this one is.
I legit did not unclench my butt cheeks until the start of the top of the ninth. Like, Barv's trauma is real, man. And you can ask Robert Taylor. He was texting me congratulations in like the 6th or the 7th thing. And I was like, motherfucker, if you don't shut the hell up with this 7-run lead about to evaporate, I will kill you. Like,
bro,
do not talk to me.
I gotta give Robert Taylor a shout out because he texted me on Sunday when the Bengals were losing to the Jets and he was like, breathe. And I was like, oh, I'm glad I'm not watching this. I'm stuck doing work and getting ready for Halloween with the kids, so I haven't been able to watch it. But yeah, I kind of figured this was going to happen. It's the Bengals, and they were in first place, so of course they're going to shit down their legs. So Robert Taylor always looking out for his friends in their moments. like congratulating too early, telling you to get off the ledge when your team's losing to the goddamn Jets. Anyways.
So, Scott, am I the only one that was shocked Mike didn't fuck up the flavors on his beer tonight?
Why would up guava and dragon fruit?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I really thought that that guava was going to come out as something super...
I figured it was going to be, he was going to be drinking dragoon fruit or something.
Yeah.
You guys are dicks. You guys are dicks. What a bunch of assholes. Listen, this has been a fun show, guys. This was a really good time. Thank you all for tuning in. Shout out Christian for hanging out with us. I don't know what happened to him. He just bailed. He was just
He was like,
look, guys, I was on the clock until 9:30. It is 9:32.
The best is he said his computer froze up, and I was like, that sounds like code for I'm out. y'all got this. My computer froze up. See y'all later.
Bye.
Oh, you guys are going through a tunnel. I can't hear you anymore. Okay, bye. Shout out Christian, our new intern. We'll get to know him a little bit more as the weeks go on. Guys, we really got to do this whack fucking invitational. This has got to be a thing that we do. We're gonna figure that out. In the meantime, subscribe to the YouTube channel, guys. We're putting out all kinds of different stuff that's up there. I did a review of pumpkin whiskey with my wife. We've got Drew's field goal video up there, plus all the live shows, show clips. Go subscribe right now, YouTube. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at CraftBeeSports. Like us on Facebook. Join the Facebook group. It's a ton of good fun in there. Also, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. It helps way more than you know. Shout out Belly Up Sports, bellyupsports.com for amazing content and tons of great podcasts. We will see you all next week, hopefully with content that's more prepared than just, oh, Scott's going to talk about the World Series. We'll see you next week. Cheers, everybody.
But the Braves won. General Patton with tits.
I'm Maria.
And I'm Mike. And we're
Team Ready. Black Hills Energy knows your home is where your heart is. So they want you to be ready.
It's all about keeping you safe, prepared, and making your home as energy efficient as possible.
Everything from how to weatherize your home to how to stay safe during extreme weather.
Be ready for anything. Go to blackhillsenergy.com/teamready.
Hi, I'm Maria.
And I'm Mike. And we're
Team Ready. Black Hills Energy knows your home is where your heart is. So they want you to be ready.
It's all about keeping you safe, prepared, and making your home as energy efficient as possible.
Everything from how to weatherize your home to how to stay safe during extreme weather.
Be ready for anything. Go to blackhillsenergy.com/teamready.